Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I wanted to encourage someone tonight with this song. That no matter what you're going through in this season in your life, know that no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. It's time now that you breathe again. Come and rest here. Come and lay your burdens down. Come and rest here. There is refuge for you.
You.
Our very own Minister Jerry Robinson with Covered. Want to welcome each and every one of you right here to It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. This is Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., bringing you the very best of great gospel music and the Word of God. Straight from heaven's gates to your ear gates, we are It's Time to Pray. And thanks to God, man, I tell you what, we got to talk. You know, last week, I made a petition before God. And I said, God, I need you to show the people that you're still here with us. I need you to wake them up. I need you to shake them up. And I need you to get them up so that they can get down on their hands and knees and start praying. Well, he answered that prayer. My God, within the last 24 hours, the last 48 hours, the great Rocky, the mountains were on fire up in North Carolina, Tennessee. A 550 or 575 mile radius of tornadoes touching down in the southern United States. Several people left dead from the tornadoes and the fire. And you all still don't understand why we got to pray. You got to understand that my plight in life is not to hurt you, but it's to encourage you. My plight in life is not to down you, but to build you. My job that God entitled me to do is to get to a place, get you to a place, get us all to a place where we have favor from God. That's my job. My job is to open doors, open opportunities, and to seek God's favor. Your job is to pray. And saints, we are not doing it enough. You know, once again, there's another killing. Another police officer shot in the line of duty. A former NFL football player in Louisiana was just killed yesterday in a road rage traffic situation. Shot to death. When does the violence end? When do we come together on one accord and say enough is enough? When are we going to sit down and say, you know what? I'm going to seek God's face even the more. I'm going to pray. I'm going to turn from my wicked way. And I'm going to challenge God with my heart. With my heart. What does it mean to challenge God with your heart? That means you're going to give him all of it. Every morsel of it. Not just the middle, not just the top, not just the bottom. But I'm talking about that whole muscle. And you're going to truly be able to love like never before. And when we get to that place, saints, we start opening up new doors. You know, I was just talking to Minister Robinson, and she said something to me that I didn't know was happening to her. My Facebook page, oh my God, my inbox has been bombarded with prayer requests. She said the same thing with her. Saints, let me tell you all something. I know you're hurting. I know you're going through. I know it's a difficult time and a difficult situation. I know the sickness and disease are rampant right now. I know that individuals who are believing God with everything they have are in turmoil right now. But I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't give in. Don't let go. God is still in control, and all you got to do is just wait a little while longer. I know it's easier said than done, but trust me, I'm a man that believes in faith. Not only do I believe in it, I'm a living testimony. You all know my story. I should be dead 3-4 times over. But if it wasn't for the power of prayer, if it wasn't for the don't give up spirit, if it wasn't for I'm not going to quit spirit, and God, I trust you, Spirit. I would have been 6 feet under a long time ago. Tonight, we're going to pray for you. tonight, I don't need you to be shy. I don't need you to not open up your mouth and speak. I need you to press that one on your phone. We open up the phone line, and we want to pray for you. I'm telling you, if you've got a friend, a neighbor, a cousin, a relative, somebody, anybody, and you know they need prayer, one of two things you can do. You can stand in proxy for them, or you can call them up right now and tell them, say this. This radio broadcast with this radical brother is on the air tonight. He's got a sister that's going to speak the word like never before. And between the two of them, they're going to pray our situation through. I'm telling you, marriages, I'm telling you, God's going to strengthen marriages. But yeah, a week ago, it was just, it was Thursday night. Thursday night, I told God on this broadcast, shake him up, do whatever you got to do. And he did it. Now it's up to us to do our part. Amen. And we're going to start that off right now. I want you guys to get yourselves in a position just to pray, to seek God's face, to believe God for who he says he is. I want you to just, let's take it to the throne of grace right now. Father, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus of Nazareth, I thank you. I thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and living God. Lord, I adore you even the more right now than I did yesterday. I love you so much more right now than I did 5 minutes ago, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you're the creator of heaven and earth. You're the creator of all mankind. You open up doors where nobody else could. You've given us the ability to live a righteous life. You've given us the opportunity to go forward in your stead, Lord God. You've given us the Son that set us free from all iniquities, Father God. And I thank you for it right now. I glorify you and I bask in your goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just want to come before your throne tonight. Daddy God, there's some people that are hurting tonight. There's some people that are crying out right now. Lord, they're scratching their heads. They're rubbing their backs. They don't know which way to go. But God, if you just touch them one more time, Lord God, let them feel an anointing straight from you. Lord, I thank you in advance for the victory in their lives. Lord, those who are listening in right now, those who will be listening in by way of archive, Father God, I thank you in advance for the victory that's about to take place. I thank you right now because you said healing is the children's bread. And Father God, I know these believers, these saints of yours, are really ready for their redemption. They're ready for their healing. They're ready for their recovery. They're ready for their salvation. They're ready for your anointing. Oh, great I am. I thank you right now, Father God, because I know that you're what they call omnipresent. That you can be right here in the Virgin Islands and be in Staten Island, New York right now at the same time. Father God, not only there, but you can be in England, in Africa, in Asia, all at the same moment. So I thank you for being that type of God. I thank you for being a God of more than enough because you are truly El Shaddai. You're Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Teniskanu. You're Jehovah Rapha, you're Jehovah Shalom. Lord God, yes, you're the God of peace, great peace. And Father God, tonight, these your children are in need of your peace. These your children are in need of your comfort. These your children are in need of your word. So Father God, I thank you as we stand on every morsel, not some of it, but Daddy God, all of it. Lord God, I thank you right now that if we call upon you, you'll answer us and show us great and mighty things. Oh, Father God, I just want to adore you right now because you are my way maker. Lord God, you fed me, you clothed me, you washed me, you renewed me, and I just adore you for it. I appreciate you for it. And God, I just can't stop right there right now. I thank you for every individual that's listening to this broadcast. Lord God, I thank you that you start to work miracles where there needs to be a miracle. Lord God, I renounce every enemy. I renounce Satan. I renounce every witch and every warlock. No hindrance in this place this night. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you are going to get the victory. You're going to get the praise. You're going to get the glory and you're going to get the honor. Oh, great I am. This is the night that you have given us. But, Daddy, we're giving it back to you. We're letting you know how much we adore you and appreciate you. Oh, it's a praise party up in here. Oh, Father God, I just want to just continue to worship you. I want to continue just to cry out, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Lord, that your kingdom come and that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, there's so many people right now hurting. There's so many people that passed away yesterday due to tornadoes, due to this massive fire, and now their loved ones are left to cherish their memories. I thank you in advance for the victory in their lives, Lord. They're hurting, Lord. These people are hurting tonight. God, they're crying out to you. And they're seeking your face. But, Daddy, they're not getting the answer that they expected. Father, what is it going to take to bring change upon this earth? To bring change upon this United States? To bring change in Africa? To bring change in Russia? To bring change in China? To bring change in Israel, to bring change across the land. Father, I beseech you this night. I glorify you. And I ask you, Father God, how long? How long must your children endure this pain? How long must your children endure the struggle? But God, no matter how long the time is, we're going to endure it because we know in the end we win. We know that in the end there's victory. There's this, Lord God, we know victory is on its way. So we're not going to be living a defeated life, but we're living a life of victory. Oh, great I am. I thank you for righteousness. I thank you for your valor right now, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to open up doors. And as we bombard your land, Lord God, as we bombard heaven, Father God, I thank you that you put a cease and desist order on Satan and all of his imps and wimps. Lord God, Lord Father, I thank you right now that change is about to take place starting in the church house. Father God, from the pulpit all the way to the back door or the front door, however it may be. Father God, I thank you that you bring change and correction into the house of you, Lord God. And I thank you for it in advance. I thank you and I give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord God, make the church an institution of healing. Lord, let the church go back to what it was originally designed for, to heal the sick, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to encourage the unencourageable. Let the church go back, Father God. We played this game too long and there's no result. It's all about the money. It's all about the finances. But, Daddy God, it's not about that. It's about your children. It's about your young adults. It's about your senior citizens. It's about the widow. It's about the orphan. God, we thank you. We thank you that you didn't waste your time writing, having man write these 66 books. It was time well spent. It's now time for us to pick it up. Put it in the minds, heart, and souls of individuals around the world, Lord God. To start to love one another unconditionally. And I thank you in advance for the victory tonight, Daddy God. I thank you that you open up the floodgates and start to pour out a healing that goes from China to America and every point in between. A healing that goes from Cuba to Ireland and every point in between. A healing, Father God, as I stretch my arms up to you, a healing that will touch men, women, boys, and girls that they don't have to be hungry no more. Lord God, I thank you that this spirit of suicide is falling off of these, your children tonight. that this entity that plagues them, this darkness that's destroying the fiber, Lord God, you'll open up a new avenue and let faith walk right in. Suicide, I curse you at the root tonight. And I let you know that not another will you take. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I pray right now for every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist, every apostle, every bishop, every prophet, Lord God. Lord, that you give them the oracles of you to teach these your children. To teach them with simplicity and truth. Never to be their understanding, but let it be yours. And let us bombard the world. Let us bombard this atmosphere. That it reaches to your kingdom, God. The praises that can radiate from the mouths of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Tonight, Father God, I come against cancer. I come against high blood pressure. I come against diabetes. I come against blindness. I come against death. I come against the lame. I come against every illness that's plaguing the body. Lord, and I decree and declare tonight that healing will take place. I believe it to be true. That headache, that migraine, I cast it back into the fiery pits of hell right now. In Jesus' name. So may it be. So may it be. Oh, Father God, I thank you. As I pray right now for every homeless individual, Lord God, that opportunity open up for them. Opportunity of having a residence. Opportunity of having a job. Opportunity of being self-supportive. I thank you, Daddy God. But Lord, I can't stop there. I pray for the military forces. I pray for the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, the Coast Guard. I thank you in advance for the victory in each and every one of those soldiers' lives. Lord, be it if they're here in the States or if they're deployed anywhere in the world, that you'll guide them and protect them and love upon them. Control their situations. Let them seek ye first the kingdom of God before anything else. Oh, great I am, I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the president, the vice president. I thank you for the president-elect and the vice president-elect. Let no harm, hurt, or danger come to their families. But God, you got to strengthen their minds. And you got to change their hearts. And you got to open up a new way for them to live so that they can serve you before they even think about serving a country. Lord God, to feel an anointing that comes straight from you, Father God. And I give you the glory for it tonight. But Daddy, I can't stop there. I pray for my God, my God. I pray for the thin blue line yet one more time. This fraternity that I'm a part of, this brotherhood that I'm joined to the hip with. Lord, as we lost yet another and another and another. Let us close ranks, Father. Push together and keep going forward. And I give you glory for it. I thank you, God. This is our prayer tonight. Now I ask that you bless the woman of God that's going to deliver this message from you. Lord, Minister Jerry Robinson, I ask that you touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, let her never be in a place of lack. Let not one sickness, disease, or ailment come upon her. Allow her to be strong in your will and through your might. Father God, let her have the ability to go forward and to be able to speak the oracles that you have taught her to speak, that you placed inside of her lungs, Lord God. I thank you in advance for the victory in her life, not only her life, those that she touches. Father God, I thank you right now. Lord, that it be none of her, but yet all of you. And that as she teaches this word tonight, that it fall upon good soil, and those who are hearers and partakers of it will be able to grow with it and through it. Through your son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. 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 Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I don't know what you came to do. Oh, but I came to bless the name of my Father. I came to worship the God of Most High. I came to just surrender myself. Good God Almighty from Zion. Man, I'm telling you, the atmosphere is ready, it's ripe, and it's prepared. And I'm here to tell you tonight, saints of God, it's your season to receive. You've been in lack too long. You've been walking in Lodabar too long, and it's time to come up out of that place. You've been walking in sickness. You've been walking in hurt. You've been walking in shame, gloom, and defeat. But tonight, victory is yours by the meditation of your mouth, the words that proceeded from your mouth. It's going to start to redirect the thinking that you've been dealing with. I'm telling you, you're the righteousness of God. I taught you all this. You're the righteousness of God. All you got to do is proclaim it, receive it. Boom. Just reach back 2,000 years ago when Jesus was on Calvary's Hill. Reach back and receive. Receive what God has for you. And watch what he does. Amen. 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 And amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Saints, we got to go into the recipe of life, but I'm feeling something in here tonight. Matter of fact, let me do this. I'm going to just go ahead and open up Minister Robinson's line. Minister Robinson, I'm going to do the recipe of life, but if there's an urgent prayer request that you want to put out there for somebody or anybody, go ahead, feel free, woman of God. Things are just flowing right now, and I'm just believing God to do something supernatural in somebody's life.
Yes, 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 absolutely. I'm telling you, the anointing is already on the line. Amen. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm feeling what you're feeling. Amen. The atmosphere is set. The anointing is here. And I'm telling you, if you have a prayer request tonight, I posted on my page tonight. If you have a prayer request, I'm telling you, you ought to be on this particular line tonight. And one particular prayer request that came up, amen, on my page is for Pastor Sarafina Thompson. Amen. Her son, glory be to God, Daniel Judah Thomas, in the hospital, amen, with some type of infection to his lungs. But we believe God, amen, and all the prayer warriors that are online tonight. Oh, God, we stand in the gap right now tonight, oh, God. Yes. For our little brother, Daniel Judah Thomas, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, we believe you right now, oh God, for your miracle working power. God, we believe you right now that the infection that's trying to attack his lungs, that's trying to attack his body, this little boy, oh God, that cannot be no more than 3 or 2 years old. God, we pray right now, oh God, that you send restoration and speedy healing right now to his body. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind up the hands of the enemy that would try to come after, oh God, Pastor Sarafina's son. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said to call on you, oh God, hallelujah, in the time of need, and you would answer us, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you right now, oh God, for this miracle working power over this young man's life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For God, you called him, oh God, hallelujah, to be raised up, oh God, to be a powerhouse to this nation, to be a prophet unto this nation. And God, we pray right now, oh God, that you would touch Pastor Sarafina right there where she is, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she continues to lay hands on her son, oh God, and believe you and stand in faith. We stand with her faith tonight. Everybody that's on this line tonight, we stand in the gap tonight for Daniel right now, in the name of Jesus, and we declare, oh God, hallelujah, that he shall and he will come out of the hospital by tomorrow night. We believe you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We believe God.
Amen.
We believe him.
Amen. Amen. nothing hindering, nothing lack in this young man's life. I believe it to be done right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You know, I've got to pray right now for Sister Danielle Fawn. Sister Danielle Fawn, as she lost her mother 2 days ago to cancer, to this battle of breast cancer, a 2-year-long battle. My God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just lift this family up to you. I lift the Fawn family up to you right now, Father God. Lord, as they're going through their time of turmoil, as they're going through their time of sorrow, Lord God, as they're going through their time of mourning, Lord God, I thank you in advance for the victory that your shalom spirit will fill the atmosphere, that sweet sleep will fall upon each and every one of them, Lord God. And Father, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Lord God, that you will open up the floodgates for this family so that they can become reunited with one another. And Lord God, all the battling that's been going over with the siblings, Lord God, that it will cease and desist, and let not there be no more trouble in that family. Lord God, I call upon your name right now, and I curse every demonic force that's been assigned to it, and I call upon you, Lord God, to allow them to experience who you are in your supernatural power, that your Shekinah glory will fill their residences, Lord God, and that the day that they have to lay the mother to rest, Father God, I thank you that you'll bring them into unity with one another, that love will open up and flood to each other, and Lord, they can trust again, they can love again, and they can operate as a family again. And there'll be no dissension, Lord God. And I glorify you and I bask in your goodness right now for this family, for the Fawn family, Lord God. And I believe it to be done right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If there's anybody on the line, Minister Robinson,
yes,
still going to minister, I promise you. She's going to minister. But if there's somebody on the line right now, you're saying, you know what, I can't wait to the end of the broadcast for prayer. I need it right now. I'm dealing with something right now, and I'm trying to get a breakthrough right now. This is your time. Your season. All you got to do is press 1 on your telephone, and it will open up a line for you to speak. And I'm here to tell you that God's going to meet you right there in the middle of your situation. God's going to come in and bring change right in the middle of your situation. It doesn't matter what the situation is, but what does matter that you have faith the size of a mustard seed to know that you serve a God who's more than enough. You serve a God named El Shaddai. You serve a God named El Elyon. You serve a God. But I'm here to tell you tonight, a change can take place right now. So if you need prayer right now, I want you to press 1 on your telephone. Press 1 on your phone. If you're listening in live by the computer, I want you to call in at 657-383-0157. Once you call in, I want you to press 1 on your phone, and we're going to pull you up. I'll give you 10 seconds. If you need prayer, this isn't the time to be shy. Satan is running rampant right now, and this is not to put fear into anybody, because righteousness overrules Satan's dominion. Amen. I'm telling you. Let me go over to area code 770-369. God bless you. You're on. It's time to pray.
Good evening, Apostle, and good evening, Minister. Oh, God bless you all.
Good evening.
I love you so much. Thank you so much for the prayers that is going forth tonight. I just ask for prayer so that I can be able to be in the flow of God to do his will in my life, to edify his kingdom even the more. This new job assignment, it is overwhelming at times, but I just thank God for that opportunity. Right now, and I'm asking him not only for the job, but for witty inventions so that I can be able, you know, to take care of myself, my family, and do his will even the more. And I just thank God and bless God for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. My God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Minister Robinson.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, we touch and agree with our sister tonight, oh God. Tonight, oh God, hallelujah, it's a peculiar night, oh God. It's a night, hallelujah, that when we call on your name, oh God, you are answering, oh God, hallelujah. And it's not taking, oh God, years, amen, to come to pass. It's not taking months to come to pass, oh God. But you said tonight, hallelujah, that all we have to do is reach out to you tonight. All we got to do, hallelujah, is speak the word, hallelujah, and it shall come to pass, oh God. So, God, we touch and agree with our sister tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the area that she's standing in the need of tonight. Oh, God, we believe you right now, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would give her the desires of her heart, oh, God. But she has sought your face, oh, God. She has come to you boldly and humbly, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, standing in the need, oh, God, for what she needs in this hour, in this season of her life. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we stand in the gap tonight, oh, God, declaring, oh, God, that whatever she need, it is so. It is so in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh, God, that every idea that she needs, oh, God, hearing God said, oh, God, hallelujah, that everything that you need, hallelujah, it's already in your hands. Hallelujah.
Glory.
God said whatever it is, hallelujah, that you're standing in the need of, he said it's already in your hands.
Yes.
He said you already have the tools that you need to get it done. And I thank you right now, oh God, hallelujah, that, oh God, you will continue to give her the wisdom, oh God, and the witty inventions, oh God, hallelujah, that she may prosper in this season, that everything that our hands touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it shall prosper in the name of Jesus, and for your glory and for your honor, in the name of Jesus, continue to keep her healthy, wealthy, and wise in this season and in this hour, for there is an assignment that she is designed to do in this season. And we thank you right now that everything, hallelujah, that she's standing in need of, oh God, hallelujah, whether it be financially, health, oh God, for her family, we pray, oh God, that you will prosper her on every side. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to your name, God. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Walk in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Most High God. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Don't turn back. Walk in it. Don't look back. Walk in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive everything that God has already planned in for you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
This is the woman. I just,
hallelujah.
Just trust him and watch what he's about to do. In
Jesus'
name.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Is there anybody else that says they need prayer right now before we go forward with the broadcast? Anybody else need? You have a 911 emergency prayer? Amen. We're going to go forward. For all my new listeners, we're going to do something we love to do right here on It's Time to Pray, and that's to go into the recipe of life. Yes, the recipe of life is when we go into the Bible and we pull out different recipes to govern our lives by, to live our lives by. There's a recipe of life just for you in that B-I-B-L-E. Yes, all you got to do is open it up. There's 66 books and a lot of pages. All you got to do is open it up and start reading it. Believe it and live it and watch what God does for you. Well, tonight, I'm going into the book of Colossians, the third chapter, the 10th verse, very short and simple. And it reads as thus, it says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your creator and become like him. Can I read that again? Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your creator and become like him. What does it mean to put on your new attitude? What does that really constitute? What does that stand for, to put on this new attitude? And what is the new attitude? Watch this. It means that your conduct should match your faith. Oh, my God, there it is. Simple, simple, simple. Your conduct must match your faith. If you're a believer, you should act like it. To be a believer means more than just making good relationships, good vows, and good decisions. It means taking the right action. This is the steadfast way that God desires us to live, that we should put on our clothes and walk every day in God's perfect peace and love, to walk in His will, and to know that the way we act is going to reflect to other individuals and gain them to radiate towards God. Amen. Well, that's the recipe of life for this December the 1st, 2016. And man, I pray that this was good nourishment for thy soul. Well, saints of God, I'm telling you, the atmosphere is set. The vibe is free. And it's now time to learn the word of God tonight. And you heard it. You heard her already. She sang the song covers. She already started the prayer. But now it's time for her to minister God's word. I'm talking about our very own minister, Jerry Robinson, all the way from the New York City area. She's up there doing what she does best, singing, praising, and teaching God's word. Let's welcome Minister Jerry Robinson as she gets prepared to teach. God bless you, woman of God. How are you tonight?
Amen. Well, I'm ready to, amen, go forth in the word, because I believe the atmosphere is already set. God is already moving and working in what He desires and designs to do for us tonight. Amen. And I want to speak on something that is very prevalent, and I believe it go in accordance with what has taken place already for tonight. Amen. There's so many different prayer requests that has been submitted to me, an apostle, Pinson. Amen. And God, He woke me up the other night, and He told me, He said, you know what, I want you to minister on this particular subject, because a lot of people, amen, are not seeing the fruition of things that they have prayed for, amen, because unfortunately, we can be our own worst enemy. Amen. We can be our own worst enemy. And He said, so I want you to speak on the power of your words, the power of your words. Amen. Every word that you speak has power to either build you up, either to destroy you, to restore or cause a loss, to heal us, to break us, or to break our spirit. Amen. Our words, amen, it brings delight or it could bring despair. Amen. It could bless us or it could curse us. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Amen. Our words, amen, are so powerful, amen, that can alter and change the direction of our lives. Amen. And I don't think that many people understand how powerful their words are, because if we understood how powerful our words are, we would not just loosely speak certain things over our lives, over our family, over our finances. Amen. And let me tell you something. I was guilty of it for a long time. Amen. I had a best friend, and she always used to say, oh, well, we're going to get into this place, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and this is going to happen for us. And I always used to say, I don't think that we're going to do that, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get in and have favor at this church to get in and do this. And God, He began to speak to me. He said, Jerry, that is because of the lack of your faith. And I didn't understand until now, amen, hallelujah, that our words is connected to our faith level. Amen. And so when you see somebody say, well, I don't know if God is going to heal me, and I don't know if He's going to bring my family out, and I just don't know if my finances is ever going to be healed again, if it's ever going to be healthy again. Amen. That is connected to your belief system. It's connected to your faith level. Amen. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you're not going to always see your way out. amen, sometimes you're going to be walking in the dark, and all you're going to rely on is the faith of God, amen, hallelujah, and your words, amen, that you speak. Amen. I am healed. I am delivered. I am wealthy. I am prosperous. Amen. These are the things that God desires for us to continuously use, amen, the words of faith. But unfortunately, amen, I'm finding many Christians, amen, they're using the words of unbelief. Amen. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I just don't know what I'm going to do. The devil is a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. Every time you speaking, amen, negativity over your life, amen, you're altering the direction of your life. Amen. And God began to tell me, and I'm telling you, we ain't going to be that long tonight because I believe, amen, that God wants to do something, amen, in all of us in prayer. Amen. But our words reveal what's in our heart. Our words reveal our condition. Amen. It reveals the condition of our heart. It reveals the condition of our minds. It reveals the condition of our spiritual life. Amen. It reveals how strong you are in your word. It reveals how strong you are in your prayer life. Amen. Hallelujah. Just get somebody, amen, and have them write. Amen. And it will tell you the condition of that person. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And we can find that in Matthew 12. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. And the Bible says it's not what comes out of, and not what goes in a man that defiles a man, but what comes out is what defiles a man. It's not necessarily what you're taking in. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you could take in information, but you could tell that information, listen, the devil is a liar. I am healed. Amen. And somebody, you know, just as an example, I was telling somebody, amen, while I was going through my own thing of being in the hospital and so on and so forth, and they said, well, you know, you ought to be careful because sometimes this will tell you that and this and that. I said, no, the devil is a liar. And God said automatically, amen, rebuke that spirit, that foul spirit that would try to speak negativity inside of your spirit when you know what I told you. You know what I have proclaimed over your life. I already said that you were healed. I already said that you were prosperous. I already said, amen, that you are the head and not the tail. Amen. Glory be to God. We have to speak the words that God has already spoken over our lives. Amen. And we will begin to see the direction of our lives begin to change. I'm going to say it again. If we speak what God says that we are, if God already said, amen, that you are, amen, you are the child of God. If God already said that you are healed, if God already said that you have been set free and delivered, how is it now that we are allowing the enemy to tell us something that's contrary to what God has spoken? We are taking in what the devil has said concerning our families, concerning our lives, concerning our finances, amen, concerning our loved ones, concerning our church, amen, concerning the body of Christ, concerning the world, and we're taking this on as if it was true concerning who we are and who we are around. The devil is a liar. Don't take in what the devil is trying to feed you. Amen, hallelujah. But what comes out of a man, amen, glory be to God, is what defile of a man. Is what defile of a man. Come on, let me take you over, amen, real quick. Let's go to the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, and I want to show you something because I was getting ready to, while I was looking up and studying this particular passage, I was initially in Matthew, the 8th chapter, in the 23rd verse, and if any of the Bible scholars out there know, amen, that these particular two chapters coincide. They tell the same story, but just in a different way. Amen. Matthew recollected one way, and Luke recollected another way, but they both match. Amen. Do that make sense? So Luke, the eighth chapter, we're going to go, amen. Luke, the 8th chapter, in the 22nd verse. And it says here, glory be to God, it says here, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. Notice that he didn't go into the ship with people that wasn't saved. He didn't go into the ship amen, with people that he needed to heal. Come on. He didn't go into the shit with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, people that was a religious, that were religious during this time. He went into the ship with people who were saved and who knew Christ. They followed him. Amen, hallelujah. They ate with him. They slept with him. Amen, glory be to God. Now, keep that in mind. Amen, because you know what? It's not the people that's around you, amen, glory be to God, that's telling you negativity. It's the people that, amen, go to church with you. And it's really sad. It's unfortunate, but I'm telling you, God is going to help us tonight. Look at this. It says, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And why is this important that God is referencing, amen, the disciples, and that he fell asleep? Why is God referencing that? Because he wants us to understand and to know, amen, that sometimes, glory be to God, when we're in trouble and we're going through something that seems like hell has hit our mind, when hell has hit our families, amen, when hell has hit our bodies, amen, and the storm seems like, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, that is about to overtake us. The Bible here says that Jesus fell asleep. He went to sleep on your problem. He went to sleep, amen, when you said, oh, God, my finances, my bills. The Bible here says that Jesus fell asleep. He knew the storm was coming. He knew what was going to take place and what was going to happen before it took place. But the Bible here says that Jesus didn't think nothing of it. He fell asleep. Amen, hallelujah, because you know why? God want to see what's on the inside of you. He want to see, amen, hallelujah, where you trust him, amen, when you can't trace him, where you trust him in the midst of the storm, when all hell is running through your home, when all hell is running on in the world and you can't seem to find peace nowhere. God is saying here that he fell asleep in the midst of your trial. Because he want to see, amen, the language that come out of your spirit. He want to see, amen, hallelujah, will you pray or will you complain? Will you pray or will you speak defeat? Amen, hallelujah. And it says here, and there came down a storm. As soon as he fell asleep, the storm hit. And it said, came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy or trouble. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Now, automatically, these are the disciples. Amen. Jesus, amen, has shown them miracles. He opened the blinded eyes. He healed the sick. He healed palsy. Amen. When Jairus' daughter was dead, amen, he went inside and healed her. Glory be to God. When he saw the man with seven demons on the inside of him, amen, he commanded the demons to come out of him and run into the pigs in the water. Come on, somebody. They walked with Jesus, and they saw God do wondrous things. They saw him do wonder mighty works and mighty miracles. Come on, when he went up on the disciples and they were fishing and they put their nets, amen, to the side, he said, listen, put your nets a little deeper and you're going to catch something. Amen, hallelujah, more fish. Amen, they've seen what Jesus can do. Amen, glory be to God. But yet and still, their language was that we are going to perish. And that is just like some of us. We know what God can do in our life. We saw him do it. But yet and still, the language that we proclaiming over our lives is, we're going to perish. I'm going to die. End of me. There's no way out of this. There's no way that I can come from this storm. There's nothing that God is able to do. I'm at the end. The devil is a liar. I don't care what it is that you're in right now. I don't care how bad the situation may seem. I don't care how bad the situation may look. Amen. To people on the outside, they counted you out. They told you, amen, that you would never be nothing and nobody. They told you, amen, hallelujah, listen, we got her now. Amen. And it seemed like the enemy is winning. But I'm here to tell you tonight that the devil is not winning as long as you keep your assurance sure. Amen. As long as you keep, amen, the word of God in your mouth. As long as you keep, amen, what God has said, amen, in your mouth. Glory be to God. And it says here, amen, then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Amen. Jesus, he spoke to the wind and to the waves. He spoke to the situation and said, peace be still. Amen. He spoke to the wind and declared, amen, peace and not defeat. Amen. Glory be to God. This is what God is trying to show us. He's trying to show us the example that he has set in the New Testament. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, listen, you are not greater than your master. Amen. If I'm going to get trials and if things are going to happen to me and I'm going to go through a trials and tribulations, so are you. But the key to what I know is that knowing how to speak to the wind, knowing how to speak to that trial and declaring it, that it shall not win, declaring peace over the storm. Come on, we got to be able to use the word of God. Amen. Beginning to speak life into the situation. Amen. Hallelujah. When there's death all around it, we have to know how, amen, hallelujah, to be able to speak to our winds and to our ways and declare peace. And the Bible says, and he said unto them, where is your faith? Remember what we spoke in the beginning. Your words is connected to your faith. Your words is connected to your faith. The reason why many of us are not speaking what God is saying, because our faith is too low. Faith is the currency of God. If you don't have anything in, it's just like an ATM machine. If you don't put no money inside of the bank, you won't be able to draw any money out. Amen. And this is the same thing with God. Amen. We have to be able to put the currency of faith inside of our spirit so that when storms are raging, amen, and the devil's trying to get your mind confused and depression is trying to choke you, amen, hallelujah, you ought to speak, amen, what God is speaking out of your faith, out of your currency, the word of God, amen, hallelujah, that should be able to come up from the inside of you. You should be able to rebuke the spirit, amen, of depression with the word of God, amen. And it says here, and they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the wind and the water, and they obey him. Come on, you are not a respected person. The Bible says that greater work shall you do in my name because I go away to the Father. God desires for us to speak what he speaks, to say what he say. Amen. If God can cause the wind and the seas to obey him, amen, we have the same authority in God. Amen. Come on, somebody. In the book of Genesis, God, he made man and he made female. Amen. Hallelujah. But he designed for us, amen, hallelujah, to be co-laborers in Christ with him. Amen, somebody. Co-laborers in Christ with him. Glory be to God. The Bible says, and I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures, amen, that's going to help us. The Bible says, amen, Luke 6:46-45 out of the English Standard Version, it says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Luke 6:45. Come on, let's go with go in this word, Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. The Bible here says that your conversation should always be seasoned with salt. We are the salt. We are the light of this world. And if the salt loses savior, then what is it good for? It's not good for anything. Amen, hallelujah. God is trying to show us something. Come on, let's look at this here. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall confute every tongue. Come on, there's that word tongue or word. Every time you see the word tongue in the Bible, just put it with word because that's what it means. Every word or every tongue that rises against you in judgment, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Come on, let's look at Matthew 12:34. Amen. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, amen, the mouth speaks. Amen. And let's look at how powerful the word of God is when he speaks about our word. Amen. Let's look at this because sometimes people think that you're making up stuff, but you got to show it to them in the word of God. Let's look in Genesis, the first chapter. Amen. Let's look at Genesis, the first chapter. It says here, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, notice what the Bible says. It says that the earth was without form. It had no form. It didn't have anything in it. Amen. It was pure darkness. Amen. So God, amen, what did he do? It says, and God said, let there be light. He said, he spoke it into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, there go that word of God again, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Skip down to verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Skip down to verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Come on, somebody. Come on, let's do this last one, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for years, for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God spoke something into existence. Amen, that was void and full of darkness. Come on, you mean to tell me, amen, that, hallelujah, we have that same authority, we have that same power to begin to cause things into existence that is full of darkness and void in our lives? You mean to tell me that, hallelujah, I could be on my sick bed and all I have to do is say, God, I believe by your stripes I am healed, hallelujah, that no weapon that's formed against me is going to be able to prosper? I am the head and not the tail, hallelujah. Come on, you mean to tell me I can speak God's word and the word of God begin to go and work on my behalf without me getting up out of my hospital bed? I'm here to tell you that the word of God works. The word of God works. All you have to do is just put the word of God on it. All you got to do is speak it into existence. Words are so powerful. How do I know that? Because some of you are still dealing with situations and things in your life and feelings in your life, amen, from things that people have told you in the past. Come on, if you was to be real and you was to be honest, there are some things in your life that you're dealing with right now because somebody said something negative about you. Come on, some people told some of y'all, amen, that you would never be nothing and you would never be nobody, and for years you believed that. And for years, amen, hallelujah, you never strive to do anything different in your life. You never strive, amen, to go further and to go farther because they said you couldn't do this and you couldn't open up that church and you couldn't open up that business and you wasn't qualified, amen, for the position at the job. The devil is a liar. Come on, we got to break every curse, every generational curse, every demonic spirit and stronghold, amen, that would try to grip your mind, that would try to grip your spirit. Come on, some of you got to let it go and let it loose. You are not that person anymore. You are not that five-year-old. You are not that teenager where your mother told you, amen, that you would never be nothing, and your brother told you that you're this and you're that. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. God is now saying, amen, that you can turn your life around with your words. You can turn your life around with your tongue. Come on, the tongue, amen. Don't you know the tongue is the most powerful body part that you can have in your body? Is the most powerful, is yet the smallest, but it's the most powerful. Amen, hallelujah. And God is saying, come on, it's time now to turn those things around. It's time. Don't you know when I was younger, amen, I was in foster care since the age of 5 years old. And that's all we were told. The Robinsons will never be nothing. The Robinsons, oh, they're going to have kids out of wedlock, and they will never do this. They will never graduate college. And even my own caseworker said, oh, she would never be nothing and nobody. And I'm telling you, sometimes those words affect you throughout your life until you come into the realization of who Christ is on the inside of you. Come on, when you got Christ on the inside of you, there's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you cannot overcome and conquer. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is what God desires that we begin to do. He desires, amen, that we use our words, amen, hallelujah, to take us out of what it, amen, that is plaguing us and plaguing our family. whatever it is that is plaguing us and plaguing our families. God said, I desire, amen, to use you in this season, amen, but you have to get over the words that people have spoken over your life, amen, hallelujah, that is still affecting you right now. And I don't know why I'm staying here, because there's somebody that's on the line, amen, where somebody told them something. They said, hallelujah, that they would never amount to anything, that they would never, amen, because they have a record. Amen. They may have been in trouble with the law and been in jail, and somebody said that you would never own your business, that you would never, amen, hallelujah, get the job of your dreams. But I'm here to declare and to tell you, amen, hallelujah, that all you got to do is speak life. All you got to do is speak life. And I'm telling you, it is yours. It is yours. The Bible says in Genesis that Jesus said, let there be, and it was so. He said, let there be, and it was so. It didn't take him 40 years to fast. It didn't take him a month to fast. Amen, hallelujah. Jesus spoke it into existence, amen, and it was so. Glory be to God. He spoke it into existence, and it was so. I'm here to tell you, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be on here long, because I don't believe, amen, that tonight is that night. But I do believe that we have to understand in this season that the power of our word is going to take us to the next level, which God is requiring for us to do and requiring for us, amen, to get to the place. And I'm telling you, some of you are on this line tonight. You on this line tonight. Amen. And you say, well, you know, I'm in poverty, and you know, I can't seem to just pay my bills on time. And it just seems like, amen, I can't never get over and I can't never overcome. But God's word tells me, amen, that the good things that are already ours, all we got to do is pronounce over our life. Come on, you need to just shake that off and pronounce, my life is successful. My life is great. I am not in poverty. I'm not in sickness. I'm not in defeat. I'm not in depression. Amen. This will not be my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. If you right now, amen, are sick, you need to declare, I will live long. Come on, somebody. I will live long. I will not die young. Don't you know that Jesus died young for me so that you can, for you so that you can live long in him? Come on, Jesus didn't die on the cross and be resurrected for us to be in defeatist mode. He resurrected with all power in his hand. And when he resurrected, hallelujah, with that power, you also have that same power to declare that, devil, you can't keep me down because Jesus rose. And I have that same authority to rise above my circumstance, to rise above everything that the enemy is trying to denounce or pronounce over my life. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not in the dead place. The Bible says, can these bones live? And the answer is yes, it can live. I don't care how bad the situation is. I don't care how detrimental it may seem. It can live. You can live. All you got to do is speak. Come on, the disciples, they didn't understand the power in their words. They didn't understand. That's why the Bible says, when you look down, it says, ye of little faith. You of little faith. Why? Because it's in the power of your words. You ought to tell your spirit that right now. It's in the power. It's in my tongue. It's in my words. Amen. The power and the authority that I need is in my tongue. Glory be to God. He wants, amen, tonight. Amen. I'm not going to be on long because I believe when the anointing is off of me, it's off. I release myself, amen, to then relinquish it. But I do believe, amen, that there are some people on tonight that you've been in a situation for so long because of something that somebody has said over your life. And I'm here to tell you, take it from me. I've been there. I've done that. Amen. People are still living their lives trying to please and to appease others because of words that they have pronounced over people's lives. And listen to me very carefully. There are some people even today that are living out somebody else's life because of what they have spoken. And let me give you an example. Amen. Somebody said, oh, God called you to usher. And you know God didn't call you to usher. You know God called you to preach. Amen, somebody. Come on. And because they pronounced that over their life, they have lived their life in that realm as an usher. But God said, I ain't never called you to that. I called you to preach the gospel. Some of you are sitting right now, and you going based off of what other people said, but what did God say? What did God say concerning the life that he has already predestined for you? Did he say that you would be this of the usher? Did he say you would preach? Whatever it is that God has spoken over your life, you need to declare it today and take back your authority and take back what God has already spoken over your life. You need to take it back. Take it back tonight. Take it back tonight. And I believe, amen, don't be shocked tonight. If you're standing in the need of prayer, amen, to get rid of the generational curses, the things that the devil has spoken concerning your generation, concerning your bloodline, come on, you need to request prayer. Apostle is waiting on this line. I'm waiting on the line. Amen. You need to call in tonight because the devil is a liar. He shall not win because the power, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And what we're going to proclaim tonight is not defeat. Come on, don't come on the line and say, oh, well, you know what? No, I may be feeling sick in my body right now, but I know that God can heal me. And I need you to touch and agree with me with my faith already healed. See the difference? See the difference. God wants us to start walking and talking like him. Come on, we can't proclaim that we are Christians or Christ-like and we don't start walking in the ways of the Lord and start speaking like who Christ, we start speaking like what the word is saying, who we are in Christ. Amen. Do that make sense? I hope I'm making sense tonight. Amen. I'm going to leave you with that. Amen. Glory be to God, because I believe that God is already moving on the behalf of his people. Amen. And again, if you have a prayer request tonight, I'm telling you, tonight is a night of prayer. Tonight is a night, amen, that and whatever it is, if it's a hard thing, it seems hard to you, amen, hallelujah. But I'm telling you, touch and agree with the apostle tonight. Touch and agree with us tonight, because I'm telling you, this is the night that you ought to put it on the altar. I love you, and know, again, that there's power in your words. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Man, Minister Robinson, you told us that we're not defeated and that we can actually rise above our problems, our situations, our shortcomings. You let us know that the word of God says all we got to do is speak it into the atmosphere. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Saints of God, I've already opened up all of your telephone lines. You don't even have to press one tonight. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, if you have a comment on tonight's teaching, all you got to do is start speaking. This is your radio broadcast. This broadcast was made and designed with you in mind. This is a Love Fest Thursday, and I'm here to tell you that the anointing of God is in this place, and you can reach up and grab your deliverance, grab your healing, grab whatever it is, the finances, whatever it is that God has promised you. Tonight is your night to receive it in Jesus' name. You better know that you know that you know. So if you're listening by way of the computer, it's time to call in right now. It's 657-383-0157. Once again, the telephone number, 657-383-0157. Your lines are wide open. You don't have to press one. All you got to do is speak. Who's going to be first for this Love Fest Thursday? Who's ready to receive what God has in store just for you? God bless you. Welcome to It's Time to Pray. Hallelujah. This is not the time to be silent. If you're going through something, this is the time to cry out. And we're all family here. There's no need to be embarrassed. We've all gone through shortcomings. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But as I am my brother's keeper, I'm believing God to bring forth a change. So if you have something on your mind tonight, you want to say something, if God's placed something in your heart and you want to share that, this is your opportunity. Come on. Let's hear from you. God bless you. Welcome. If your phone's on mute, just take your phone off of mute and you're free to talk. All your lines are wide open. Whoa, wait. Let me I didn't open the ball. I'm sorry. Okay, now all your phones are open. Amen. So if you have something on your mind, your heart, you have a prayer request, it's time to give it back to God. What are you desiring God to do in your life? Amen. I hear television in the background. Quiet in Radio Land. Everybody's good? Interesting. Nothing is on nobody's mind. All of you all are perfect. There, that's the one. Amen. Is there anybody right now that says, you know what? I need change. I need deliverance. And I need salvation. If that's you, then I want you to repeat this. Matter of fact, mute your phone because I don't want you to be embarrassed. Just mute your phone. Your phones are all live right now. Now, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I desire to walk in your will and your purpose. I desire for your love fest to be upon my life. I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died on Calvary's Hill just for me. And I also believe that he went into the pits of hell and took possession. And on the third day, I believe that he arose from the dead. And that he now sits on the right hand of the God, the Father Almighty. And this is the entity I desire to have in my life. Satan, you no longer have control or dominion over my life. You no longer have the will to change situations in my life. For now, I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that very simple prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. You're saved, set free, and delivered. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What now shall you do? Study to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto God. Amen. 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 Welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you, and we just pray that whatever city you live in, that you find a Bible-based church, and you start going and learning. And every Monday and Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you tune back into It's Time to Pray, and we're going to keep feeding you. And we're going to keep loving on you. And we're going to believe God for you. But my question tonight is this. It's very simple. Is there anybody that has something on their heart? Is there anybody right now that has something that they need prayer for? Because we're about to close this broadcast out in just a few moments. Don't wait till the battle's over. It's time to fight right now. Is there anybody? Everybody's good. Amen. I'm gonna close the lines out. Amen. 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 Oh, I closed Minister Jerry, so I was sorry about that. Well, once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. A night of love fest right here on It's Time to Pray. We broadcast live every Monday and Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I ask you to tell a friend, tell a neighbor, Tell a loved one. Let somebody know that Jesus is operating and moving on this broadcast. Lives are being changed. Souls are being saved. And God is getting the glory. Amen. Amen. Minister Robinson, what a wonderful ministry tonight. Thank you for the teaching that you have given us and blessed us with. Come on and give us the last words before we get out of this place, but never the presence of God.
Amen. The last words is I love each and every one of you, and may God continue to shine bright on you. I love you.
Amen. And we love you back even the more. Matter of fact, let me do this. Say to God, let me tell you something. If you're having a function at your church coming up, this is a woman of God that you want to have at that function. Not only does she minister the word of God, but she also goes forward in the power of praise and worship. She is a true worship leader, and she takes it to the next level. I'm telling you, Minister Jerry Robinson, that's J-E-R-R-I Robinson. You can find her on Facebook. Go to my Facebook page, look her up on there. And I'm telling you, your function will be so much brighter because you've allowed God's chosen vessel to be a blessing in your house. Amen? Amen. Well, let's get right out of here with a praise party, never a pity party, always knowing that Jesus is Lord. You know what? Can I take it there one time? Let's go back and let's listen to Minister Jerry Robinson. She first started us off with covers, but now this is covering oceans. God bless you. Till we meet again Monday night, we'll have a blessed evening.
You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mist, an ocean deep, my faith will
That's Minister Jerry Robinson with Covering Oceans. Make sure you tune in this Monday night, and we'll do it all over again. Once again, thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. This is Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., bringing you the very best of great gospel music in the Word of God. Straight from heaven's gates to your ear gates, we are It's Time to Pray. Until we meet on Monday night, God bless you. Have a marvelous night.